Now, Stephen Fry puts his money where his mouth is, in Fry's English Delight. Here he is with some reflections about our mother tongue.
Mother, indeed. Monster, more like. The tongue has a life of its own, literally and metaphorically. Imagine yourself to be a flake of fugitive muesli, untouched by the morning toothbrush.
I mean, it would be quite terrifying because, of course, the tongue is a massive organ which is rising and falling, going backwards and forwards all around you all the time.
Luke Cascarini is a consultant oral maxillofacial surgeon.
In relative terms, there will be a huge volume of saliva sloshing past you all the time. Also full of debris, which will be flying around past you. The sides of this huge cave you're in will be moving in and out, and also there'll be saliva pumping from the parotid ducts down onto you, and flowing down the sides and across you all the time. And eventually, you will have stimulated that pain or sensory fibre long enough that the tongue will find you with its tip. It'll curl around and find you, and it'll prise you out from that gap. And if you're big enough, grind you first. If it detects that you're small enough, which is an amazing thing to do, it'll just throw you to the back of the tongue and swallow you.
Yet which of its two important functions is the most complex?
I think eating is the most complicated thing that your tongue does, because you've got these teeth going up and down, food moving around everywhere, and your tongue is ducking in and out between these teeth, moving food from one side to the other, clearing it up, sending it to the back, and it's expected to stop food flying out of your mouth, which is a tremendous achievement. You're breathing as well, which is quite an amazing thing to